sack fumble right now.
He's in trouble and down he goes, leading a storm of bears.
What's happening?
Are you in that phase of your career where you're just still, wow?
I would have never thought I would have been playing defensive tackle in the NFL. So, I mean, it's just amazing when I see myself on film, you know, making plays that, you know, taking on double teams.
If they would have picked you as a running back, maybe this never would have happened. Maybe you wouldn't have had a career.
When I made the switch to defense, even in college, you know, I never really knew what was going to become of it. You know, when I do see myself on film, you know, making plays, you know, my coach is always there in my ear, you know, saying it wasn't good enough.
Knifes in and slugs down Donald Brown.
Trying to keep me humble. You know, that's how I want to play.
Did many teams think of you in the same way the Bears did, or was this just the perfect storm for Henry Mullin?
You know, a lot of teams had me actually as a stand-up, you know, linebacker. They wanted to put me as an outside linebacker, you know, drop a couple pounds.
Take me to the moment in time, if you can remember and look back, when they had the conversation with you that, you know what, Henry, we think you're a three technique under tackle in this system.
In the offseason, my coach, you know, came to me. He's like, man, I love the things you did, you know, especially pass rushing. It didn't really hit me till the season started, until we were in training camp, because we were about to go out on the field, the first team, and I was like, who's going? He was like, you are. I was like, all right.
And you're talking about Rod Marinelli, right?
Yes. And he said, dude, you're going out there, you're starting. And I was like, all right, so it's my job to lose.
Does he know how to press your buttons, Rod Marinelli?
We have a good chemistry between us. You know, we joke around a lot. He yells at me a lot. He just keeps me going.
In your opinion, what has been the biggest obstacle for you that you've needed to overcome to be a starting defensive tackle in the Bears system?
There's times where you might have the worst rush of all time and, you know, get a sack on it just out of just effort and out of your just mental. You know, there's times where you might have the greatest rush of all time and not get a sack. I mean, it's just a every down type of position.
I'm coming for you, baby. I remember
being on a recruiting visit to Texas and watching that.
He's wrapped up by Melton and slung down to the ground at the 35-yard line. Sacked by Henry. Down he goes.
I learned that the hard way. You know, I beat the guy and I just hit the quarterback. And I'm just like, man, what do I need to do to get a sack? And then I'll just have an effort rush, just run around, just fighting through blocks, and somehow come away with a sack.
Oh my gosh, finally. Working all day for that.
Do you see the potential of what you can become?
Yes. I mean, I have dreams about it.
You literally have dreams? Or are you just talking about daydreaming?
Both. I mean,
well, what do you see?
I see Hawaii. That's what I see. And I see us hosting up Big Lombardi.
Do you see cash too?
I don't see that.
Because that's the process.
Yeah, I mean, if that all comes together, you can't be worried about that. I saw something the other day, it was just stop wishing and work. Just gotta work and then work out.
I'm here all day, boys. I'm here all day.